step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Anybody else feel like there's too many opportunities for people who do horrible, horrible things that are clearly guilty beyond a reasonable doubt to keep coming back? The whack-a-mole process of, oh, they're gone, and then 2 seconds later, boom, there's Lori. Boom, there's Chad. Who's next? Oh, there's Lori again. You know, you feel like you're at Showbiz Pizza in 1987, listening to the sweet sounds of the Rock of Fire explosion, playing whack-a-mole to the head of Lori Vallow Daybell, who just keeps coming back. Deep breath. Lori Vallow believed her children were zombies. She and Chad Daybell built a belief system around the idea that the dark spirits had taken over certain people's bodies and that the original souls had left. You know, logical shit. The only way to free those spirits that were trapped, they believe, was to destroy the body. Her daughter, Tylee, was 16 and her son, JJ, was 7. Both were murdered. When investigators dug up Chad Daybell's backyard in Rexburg, Idaho, in June of 2020, they found JJ wrapped in plastic duct tape. Tylee's remains had been burned and dismembered. Basically, they melted the children in the backyard. Lori had spent months telling people her children were safe, visiting friends at camp, living with relatives, going to see Frozen. Chad married Lori 17 days after his first wife, Tammy, died in October of 2019. Tammy's death was originally ruled natural. It wasn't. A jury convicted Lori unanimously in May of 2023. She's serving five life sentences in Idaho and two more in Arizona for conspiring to kill her ex-husband, Charles Vallow, and conspiring to kill her niece's ex-husband, Brennan Boudreau. 7 life sentences across 2 states for Lori. Again, whack-a-mole. The Idaho Supreme Court has scheduled oral arguments now in her appeal for November 2nd. Grab the popcorn, kids. Her appellate attorney, Craig Durham, filed 5 constitutional claims, and the most aggressive ask on the table is complete dismissal of every charge. And this is kind of interesting. She has an attorney now. I know. It wasn't as exciting watching her try to argue for herself. I will admit that. I really thought that was going to be a great shit show. It was kind of an average shit show. It was entertaining. It certainly had its moments. But after a little while, you're just like, this is so extreme. I can only watch it for a few. You know, it's like it's excessive violence in a movie. It's where it's like, yeah, you know, it's good to have those extreme scenes in an action movie, but the whole action movie can't be one long extreme scene. Otherwise, nothing is extreme anymore. Lori, acting as her own defense attorney, was pretty much that. It was just crazy at full throttle for the entire trial. We need a little yin and yang. We need a little bit more of a balanced attorney. Then put Lori on the stand. Let her say her part. Ask her some questions. Before anyone reacts to the headline that she's getting a hearing, Idaho Appellate Rule 37 says oral arguments happen in every appeal. before the Supreme Court unless both sides agree to skip it. Nobody agreed, so the court put it on the calendar. It's how things work in Idaho. The state that doesn't have the insanity defense gives you a lot of, I guess, more options to kind of go, maybe something else. Maybe they actually are possessed. That's not the justices saying they found a problem. That's just, it's procedural. It's how it works in Idaho, so. Nobody's like, maybe she really has a point. Maybe we really did miss something, and he was climbing the walls like a spider monkey. Durham filed 64 pages of argument. Deputy Attorney General Jeff Nye filed 59 pages of facts. Does anyone else wonder if maybe it's Bill's son, Nye? Wouldn't that be it? Today on Bill Nye the Science Guy, Lori Vallow. That's Saturday morning cartoon madness right there. The justices have read both briefs. They want to ask questions, and Lori won't even be in the room. The question is whether any of these five claims can survive contact with what this woman actually did and what the state actually documented. Durham's first claim is a speedy trial. The nearly two-year gap between her indictment in May of 2021 and her trial in April of 23. 2 years sounds long until you ask why it took 2 years. Well, they're saying that wasn't fair. Well, sorry, Lori, you were found incompetent to stand trial twice. Court-appointed evaluators determined you couldn't understand the charges against you or help your own lawyers build a defense. The case stops until treatment restores competency. So there's that. The first commitment ran from May of 21 through April of 22, 10 months in a state mental hospital. The second ran October through November of 22. That's 353 days consumed by competency proceedings. She also moved to change venue from Fremont County to Ada County. Security logistics, jury prep, courtroom setup for a capital case. She asked for that move herself. The state summary, all she has is the length of delay, and that length ran face first into the indisputably complex nature of this case. She caused the delay. She doesn't get to complain about it. Durham's second and third claims are connected: due process and right to counsel. He argues the court held hearings that affected Lori's rights while she was in a state hospital, declared legally incompetent and unable to participate in her own case. The state says those hearings were in Chad Daybell's separate case, not Lori's. Her case was stayed. The court said so on the record. The state also argues she wasn't without a lawyer. Mark Means was present at both hearings, and a second attorney, Jim Archibald, was there for much of them. Durham's reply brief calls it a heads I win, tails you lose argument. Declare her incompetent, hold hearings under a different case number, and strip her defense, then say it didn't affect her. The framing is the strongest telling Durham has in the entire appeal. But the other half of that story is a judge staring at a defendant who can't understand where she is. She's represented by a lawyer being paid by her co-conspirator husband. Two children have already been in the ground for over a year. The question is whether the justices see a constitutional violation or a judge making the least bad call available at that moment in time. Durham's fourth claim, the trial could let in evidence from Arizona. The shooting of Charles Vallow and the attempted shooting of Brandon Boudreaux and the evidence allegedly poisoned the jury. Keep in mind, she was found guilty of those charges, too. So it's not exactly like, oh, we let that information in and it turns out it was all bullshit. No. The state's response is that the Arizona evidence showed the Daybell specific playbook. Chad would label someone a dark spirit. Alex Cox, Lori's brother, would attack or kill that person. Then the Daybells would benefit financially. Charles, Brandon, Tammy, JJ, and Tyler, all labeled dark, all targeted. The state called it a calling card. Since the Idaho trial, three juries have looked at that same pattern. Two in Arizona actually convicted Lori on the underlying facts and gave her two more life sentences. She represented herself in both Arizona trials. Those were her choices. An Arizona judge told her she'd show blatant disregard for humanity and should never be released. She told that same judge she believed Jesus would free her from prison. You're going away for the rest of your life. Jesus is going to come and get me. Okay. Court's adjourned. Have a nice day, everyone. Durham's argument is about whether the Idaho judge followed the right procedure in admitting the evidence, but every jury that's seen it reached the same conclusion. It's procedural arguments that are being argued because there's nothing left to argue, and it's this guy's unfortunate job Durham is asking the Supreme Court to rule that evidence of a specific playbook Lori and Chad used to target and kill people shouldn't have been shown to the jury that convicted her of targeting and killing people. The claim the appeal rides on is the attorney removal. Mark Means was Lori's lawyer. She chose him. Judge Stephen Boyce removed him in December of 21 for a conflict of interest at the time she was facing the death penalty. Durham says the removal violated her Sixth Amendment right and lawyer of her choice. If the court agrees that is a structural error, the kind where the court doesn't ask whether a different lawyer would have changed the verdict, if the right was violated, the conviction goes away. Woman who killed her children and buried them in a backyard gets a new trial over who hired her attorney. That sounds enormous until you hear what the state has. See, Chad Daybell arranged and paid for Means to represent Lori. In April of 2020, Means announced on Twitter that he represented Chad, posting a notice telling all agencies to contact his office. That same day, Chad told Lori in a recorded jail call that Means was my attorney. He alluded to sharing information he believed was covered by attorney-client privilege. Co-conspirators in a capital murder case cannot share a lawyer. Boyce ruled the conflict was actual and not just theoretical. Means had zero experience handling capital cases and had become a potential witness in Lori's case. Lori was incompetent when the removal happened. She couldn't knowingly waive the conflict, even if the court had wanted to let her try. Durham doesn't argue that Means was clean. He argues the process was unconstitutional. The conflict was litigated in Chad's case while Lori was state. Means tried to intervene in those proceedings to argue that the conflict wasn't real and was blocked from participating. The decision that stripped Lori's defense was made in a courtroom she wasn't allowed into while she was too sick to know it was happening. The problem with every claim in this appeal comes back to the same 353 days. The state used Lori's incompetency to explain the speedy trial delay. She was too sick. The case had to wait. The state used it to justify proceeding without her in the disqualification hearings. And the state used it to block her from waiving the conflict with Means. Too sick to stand trial, too sick to attend her own hearing, too sick to choose her own lawyer. Durham's argument is that you can't use somebody's illness against them in three different directions. The justices will decide whether the system crossed a constitutional line or whether a judge made the best call he could with a woman who believed her children were possessed by demons. A woman who had to be hospitalized twice before she could understand the word murder. November 2nd, five justices in Boise. 30 minutes per side. Lori Vallow will not be in the courtroom, even if Durham wins every argument and the court orders a new trial. Let's just say she's still serving two consecutive life sentences in Arizona. Those convictions are final. Nothing Idaho does touches them. She is not getting out of prison. The best she gets is doing the Idaho case all over again. The worst the families of Tylee and JJ get is sitting through another trial and watching the system reopen every wound. Chad Daybell was convicted of the same murders in May of 2024 and sentenced to death. His appeal is pending separately before the same court. The Daybell cases are not finished. Seven life sentences, two states, and two children buried in the backyard in Rexburg. The hearing, 2 months away. What do you think's going to happen? Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Love for you to weigh in. Be sure to take our podcast with you wherever you go. The audio form of this, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, follow us. Grab the link. It's right there on the screen if you're watching us on YouTube. The QR code is there, or just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and hit subscribe. You can get the audio of our program. Take it with you anywhere you go, in the car, at the gym, at work, wherever you're listening. You can listen to Hidden Killers. We do appreciate that. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.